Hello and welcome. It's March 22nd, the last Friday before Holy Week begins, also known as Viernes de Dolores, or the Friday of Sorrows in Mexico. We begin with a quote from Luke's Gospel. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. In some countries, this day marks the beginning of Holy Week. Viernes de Dolores is spent contemplating the deep interior sorrows endured by the Blessed Virgin Mary during the passion and death of her Son. Many churches and families display altars and shrines that include images of Our Lady of Sorrows, inviting visitors to consider the grief and suffering experienced by our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. The traditional seven sorrows of the Blessed Mother include the prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of Jesus in the temple, Mary meets Jesus on his way to Calvary, Mary stands at the foot of the cross, Jesus is taken down from the cross, the burial of Jesus. Devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows is a centuries-old tradition. It was revealed to St. Bridget of Sweden, 1303 to 1373, that this devotion would bring great graces. We're a week away from Good Friday. And now for our Gospel. They divided his garments by casting lots. The people stood by and watched. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. The normal Roman practice was to crucify victims naked. Sometimes they were stripped before they even began their death march. Whether the Romans made a concession to the Jewish abhorrence of public nakedness is not known. Psalm 22, speaking of the sufferings of the Messiah, the same psalm that begins, my God, why have you forsaken me?" says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots." Back then, garments were much more valuable than today, and were commonly awarded to the executioners. It is a great insult to hang on a cross dying while others play a game of chance for your clothes. Crucifixion on every score was an ugly, humiliating way to die. The people watching a crucifixion would normally be passersby. The site chosen for a crucifixion was usually on a main route so that passersby would be forced to see it, just like unsuspecting commuters coming upon an accident on an expressway. In Luke's account, the people are respectful, awestruck, silent. He says they stood by and watched. When Jesus dies, they will go home beating their breasts. Once again, if you came to know him, you would love him. Maybe I need to get to know him better, like Mary Magdalene did, or the beloved disciple. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.